Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And the Tennessee Volunteers survive and advance. The Vols are going back to the Sweet 16. And that's going to do it. The North Carolina Tar Heels are headed to the Sweet 16.
Well, I find out it's 924 miles from Lubbock to Anaheim, so if you want to make the drive, that's what you're looking forward to, Jimmy, because the Sweet 16 in Anaheim for the Red Raiders of Texas Tech is what's in their future.
As the final seconds come off the clock, as the Hokies dance will continue. For only the second time in school history, Virginia Tech is past the second round, and they have punched their ticket to the Sweet 16.
They had a double-digit margin the final 19 minutes. Virginia basketball, alive and well in the NCAA tournament.
Is over. The Oregon Ducks, this red-hot program, dancing into the Sweet 16 for a third time in 4 years.
Houston and the Cougars with 33 wins and a number 3 seed are coming out of Tulsa, and they are heading to Kansas City in the Sweet 16.
Here we go. Inbound out to Taylor. Jones is on it. Taylor driving. Driving in. Banks it up. No. Put back. In and out. And Duke survives just barely.
All right. We've got 16 teams left. And Hoffman's back. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday.
Woo!
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler. The Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, is back. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. And of course, you can text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing,
work,
he says.
Work all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that feeling.
Yep.
I know that feeling.
Well, and I worked all weekend doing sports map stuff, too, so I'm kind of like, damn, man, I need a day off.
Take one.
I can't. I got too much going on.
Well.
Can't take tomorrow off.
No.
Can't take Wednesday or Thursday off.
Or Friday. Yeah.
Or Friday.
So. Yeah, you're right. Well, guess what? The weekend's right around the corner, Freddie.
And as long as UH keeps playing, I'll be working on the weekend, too. So how was Vegas? Let's start with the good stuff.
Vegas was good, man. It was a good time. So I appreciate the opportunity that I got. And, RJ bringing me out there and giving me a taste of Vegas. And
old school Vegas.
It was pretty old school, man. And it was, being on... Brad's a relatively young dude. Brad seems older than he is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the rest of the guys I was working with this weekend were like old dudes, like old school.
Yeah, Fezzik's pretty ancient, too.
Old school. I mean, but the, like Ken Thompson, these guys are like Vegas relic type guys. And but it was very fun, man. Everybody was really, really nice to me. And, yeah, I feel like I learned a lot and taught a little. So I'll take it.
Cool. Yeah, I had a really quiet weekend except for Saturday night. Was out at the track. And Team Falcon put together a pick six ticket.
Okay.
And we were 4-for-4 and looking very good. And just got beat in the fifth leg, barely. Mm. And hit the sixth leg, of course.
Womp, womp.
Yeah. It was like a perfectly crafted ticket. I was, you know, we were close. But wound up making a few bucks on the weekend. So not a total loss. My horse picks have been on fire. I picked 6 out of the 8 races on Saturday night. So my picks out there have been on fire. It's a good thing. You know, because you have your bad streaks.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I've been lucky as well in recent days. I guess since when did the tournament started on Tuesday? Pregame sends me updates on how I'm doing.
Yeah,
they like to make sure I don't suck. I guess. my email today said, "AJ, awesome job for your rated plays went." From 319, which is when the tournament started, the first four started, from 319 to 324, 27, 15, and 1, plus 18 units. I'll take that.
That's a positive. I'm not good at math, but...
We're going to call that a winning opening weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. I made two basketball plays. I bet UH both games.
Well, there you go.
That was it.
Man, I bet UH yesterday, and I tried to bet the over, which ended up being a real sweat. Long story short, the guy I've been betting with didn't want action on the over.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's fine. But I was also on UH minus 6, and the number what'd you get it? 5.5?
I got it at 5. It opened at 4.5.
Yeah, and I remember thinking, like, in the middle of the game, when the game was hovering around the number, I was like, ugh. I really should have got a better number. I normally don't like doing that. Like if I don't get the best of the number, sometimes it's just a pass for me. And I was like, oh crap, what have I done? And then it ended up that little point didn't
matter.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, but they look good. To be fair,
they played Ohio State.
Yeah, I did. You know, Georgia State was a joke. And in Ohio State, I don't know how the hell they beat Iowa State, but
because Iowa State's a Jekyll and Hyde,
yeah.
And the crappy Iowa State just showed up.
But having said that, I thought they had such a great plan for Ohio State's big man and forcing him to out there shooting threes. It's like, okay, shoot all threes you want.
You'll live with that.
And they hit a few early, and then once they stopped making them, that was ball game right there.
Yep.
So I'm really intrigued to see how they do against Kentucky. We were talking about it a little bit this morning after one of the meetings, and I like their chances against Kentucky. I don't like them at all against North Carolina. But
well, I don't like anybody against North Carolina right now. But
that team is playing so well.
But
and you're getting plus 3 on Houston.
Yeah, you are. I think if PJ Washington doesn't play, plus 3 gets you some value. If PJ Washington shows up and he's out there and playing, I'd be scared to have that ticket. So I think that game is going to end
I just
up being,
don't. I don't think he's going to be 100%, even if he's out there.
I don't think he will be either. But I thought they made it seem like he could have played this weekend if he needed to. And instead, they made the decision to say, okay, we're playing for the whole thing. So you sit out this weekend. And you know what? If we're not good enough to win these two games without you, so be it. But we're going to need you to beat UH in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And PJ Washington, that's a tough dude. The injury they said was a foot sprain, and they put it in a hard cast because they told him it would heal faster than a walking boot. So if he were in a walking boot over the weekend, I wouldn't have been that concerned about him playing. So the fact that he was given the option and he chose a hard cast to heal it faster makes me think that he'll be good to go. But I also can't imagine coming out of a hard cast that you've been in for a week or a week and a half and being 100%. That's not usually how bodies work, but he's also a little bit better athlete than us.
Right.
Slightly better.
Just a little bit. But
not way better, but slightly better.
But a foot, that's the kind of thing that really doesn't matter how good of an athlete you are. If it's not right, it's not going to be right. Any takeaways, big surprises, things that...
No. Unfortunately, I mean, I say unfortunately, this is... To me, this is what the tournament should be. I mean, we've got... I don't want to say we've got the 16 best teams, but I bet we've got 16 of the best 20, 22 teams, and it's hard to ask for much more than that, right? I'm, you know, I like the Cinderella as much as the next guy, but by this point in the tournament, I'm over it. Like, okay, you win a game, you win two games, that's fine. Like, but once it gets down to where we're getting into the nitty gritty, yeah. I want the best teams.
You didn't want Duke losing yesterday to Taco.
I did want Duke to lose yesterday.
Really?
Because my whole bracket strategy was to somebody besides Duke wins. So I would have taken that one Cinderella. But I mean, there's nobody that if had they lost, I would have been like, oh, I didn't even play in a bracket pool this year. I don't know why.
I did our one station pool, and I...
Oh, yeah, I guess I'm in that. I guess the one, like...
I took... That was my homer bracket, and I took UH to make it to the finals, but I have him losing to the Zags.
Okay. I guess I am in our station, like the one that David Gow sent out, or Esme sent out. So, but everybody said, oh, I've got 13 teams in my Final Four. I've got 14. I feel like everybody does.
Yeah, almost everybody should.
This is what I was telling you. There's no parity this year. There's good teams... There's probably 12, 13 teams that can win a championship, and then there's everybody else. And those 12 or 13 teams all made it.
Yeah.
Not one team that I thought had a chance to win a championship went home this weekend. Not one. So when you think about it like that, it's exciting because we're really going to get to see a who's going to really make it through the gauntlet. Because at this point, There's no gimme games left.
There's no easy outs left.
And the two weakest teams left in this tournament, Oregon, who was a preseason top 10.
Right, and has been playing like it over the last month.
Playing out of their minds. They've had top 10 recruiting classes. They're much better than their seeding or their record would tell you. And LSU, who the only reason they're weak is because they don't have a coach.
Yeah.
They're not missing like a really key player. They're missing their coach.
And it's making a difference, too.
It is. But that's your free square. Good luck. If that's your free, that's the easiest game you got left.
Yeah.
So if those are the teams you're playing this weekend, knowing you've got to play a tougher game the next weekend, dude, it is a rough road. Whoever wins this championship is going to be well-deserving because, you know, sometimes we can look at it and a team gets to the Final Four and you go, yeah, but they caught this draw,
right,
this draw.
They didn't have to play this team.
You could say it for UH at this point. Through their first two, they caught, I mean, obviously Georgia State sucks, and then they caught a bad 10 seed, a team that probably shouldn't have even made the tournament. Well, guess what? Now they play Kentucky, and if they beat them, they'd get North Carolina. So if they make it to the Final Four, there's no like, oh, should they really be there? Absolutely they should if they do that.
Even if North Carolina gets upset, it ain't like Auburn's going to be.
Auburn's good too. Yeah.
That's the thing. It's not going to be, oh, well, they didn't have to play North Carolina. It's
Auburn who beat Tennessee. Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah. So I think it's been a fun tournament so far, but you're right. There hasn't been the upsets, but it's kind of okay.
I'm okay with it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Brother Bear asked my run to think this has been a really good March Madness. Homerism aside, if that's a word.
It's been good games.
I think it depends. I mean, there haven't been... there haven't really been you had the close call yesterday with Duke, but there haven't been a lot of
those. Which, by the way, that would have been like on an all-time highlight reel.
Yeah.
Had that tip-in gone down.
Which I can't believe it didn't.
I can't. Well, it was. I can't believe that they let Duke get away with a hook and hold.
Yeah, that was pretty obvious
on the Zion free throw.
It's Duke.
It's Duke.
They're going to let them do whatever they want.
Yeah, got to get their guy there to the end.
But yep. But wow. I mean, if you like upsets like that, no, it hasn't been a great tournament. If you're an elitist like AJ, you love it because all the best teams are there.
No, I wanted UC Irvine to win. They won.
Yeah,
I wanted. Murray State to win, they won.
They have one game, though. I mean,
but listen, how many games do you want these teams to win? They're not as good as everybody else.
No, but I mean, those weren't really shockers. I mean, I don't think there was either one of those you looked at and go, holy bleep, I can't believe they won.
No, they're both like 5-point underdogs.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I do think it just goes goes to back up what you've been saying all along is that, you know, that it's pretty stratified here.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, who the good teams are and who the not so good teams are. Couple things over the weekend that happened. Your guy Justin Verlander gets a 2-year extension.
Yes, good news.
Yeah, I think that's great news for everybody.
I think while they're giving out extensions, the one I'd work on today is Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, and I'm sure they are
because.
But he may want to hit the market too. He's going to get paid big time.
But just pay him like an ace, and that won't be a problem. So here's my contention: is that I've been saying, man, this offseason sucked for the Astros. They didn't really go out and make their team better. And it was frustrating because this was supposed to, was going to be the last year of their window, proverbial window. I say that with quote fingers for you radio people. Now, window. Well,
if you're watching on the live stream, brought to you by Twin Peaks.
Which the camera are we on?
Window. That one, yeah.
So as their window comes to a close, I said that because this was the last year of Justin Verlander. This was the last year of Gerrit Cole, or is the last year of Gerrit Cole. So, and when those two guys leave, suddenly your team is a good team, no longer a great team. No longer, in my opinion, a World Series contending team. Now Verlander's going to be around a little bit longer. You lock Cole up, now all of a sudden your window is extended 2 more years, maybe even further than that.
Yeah, because they may re-sign Verlander. If he's still pitching at a high level in 3 years.
So it's a good start to reopening that window, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Cole deal done. And I also think it's kind of telling that for all those people out there, oh, well, the Astros aren't going to spend money. The Astros aren't going to spend money. Yeah, they're okay on spending money.
Yeah. And there's some people like, why would they pay Gerrit Cole when Forrest Whitley is going to be better? Okay, you know what? If Forrest Whitley's better than Gerrit Cole, A, that's awesome.
Yeah.
B, Forrest Whitley's going to be on the cheap for the next 4 years.
Right.
Pay Gerrit Cole out the ass for 4 years, and then imagine that. You've got 3 good pitchers now. I mean, what a crazy thought.
What a horrible thing to have.
Yeah, like, oh, why would we pay Gerrit Cole? Forrest Whitley's going to be better than Gerrit Cole. Okay, cool. Have both of them. It's like saying, oh, Carlos Correa is going to be better than Alex Bregman. Why should they pay Alex Bregman? I mean, having more good players is a good thing.
Yeah, I'm for.
I don't. Astros fans are weird. They're like protective of prospects
and
of money. Like, what team is like, why would we spend that money? I feel like most fan bases are like, let's go spend that money because it's not your money.
Yeah.
I feel like they got burned by the Carlos Lee deal.
Maybe, but...
But you can't...
Because that still left a really long sour taste in everybody's mouth.
You can't just sit here. It's just like the people saying, oh, the Texans shouldn't sign high-profile free agents because Brock Osweiler. Listen, you can't live in that forever. And at some point, you have to let it go. And in this case, they're not doing deals that are going to screw them for years. I mean, if Bregman regresses, which he might, he's still worth every penny.
Yeah, big deal.
And, oh, by the way, Justin Verlander... Already getting 27, I guess, this year.
Yeah.
What? 33? What difference does it make? You know, I don't know where the complaints come from, but as far as the...
Like, remember...
Well, don't sign this guy because Forrest Whitley's going to be good. We don't know what Forrest Whitley's going to be. He might be.
Imagine the Yankees like, oh, we signed Jacoby Ellsbury to a big, long, crappy deal. Let's not go after any other free agents.
Yeah.
I mean, what? No. Jacoby Ellsbury just sucks. And you know what? Sometimes you got to take that $150 punch to the mouth. Then you get back up and you try again.
Yep.
That's how sports works. That's what the deal, the art of free agency is. It's taking risks, taking chances. And if there was a franchise that hit on every free agent signing ever, well, then baseball wouldn't be that fun, would it?
No.
Sports wouldn't be that fun.
The reality is you can't use one example of something that didn't work to say you should never do it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not big on spending money on free agents because usually you're paying them for what they've done as opposed to what they're going to do for you. But taking care of your own guys and keeping them around, I'm all for.
Yep.
So, Monest, do you think Keuchel has an issue with the Verlander deal?
I think Keuchel understands that he's not the same level of pitcher as Justin Verlander. And he's not been as consistently great as Justin Verlander. Would you say is a fair statement?
Oh, it's not, yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest.
He had one great season and some pretty good ones.
I'll be honest. At this point, it's surprising to me that Dallas Keuchel doesn't have a job. That said, my guess is Dallas Keuchel could have a job if he wanted. It just wouldn't be for as long or as much money as he thought he would be worth going into the offseason. And sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the market isn't what you thought it was. So you have choices. You can either sit out, which he may be appears he may be willing to do, or you can just get on a prove it deal and say, you know what? I can have another great season. I can pitch at a Cy Young level again. And I promise you, there are teams out there that would take you on a one-year deal for pretty cheap. And, you know, if you go out there and blow it up, cool. Maybe you've got a chance to win a ring, you know, and maybe you showcase yourself and get yourself some real money.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if he still doesn't wind up back here on like a two-year deal.
That wouldn't shock me either, but it also wouldn't, I mean.
I don't know that I'd throw $20 million a year at him, though. I don't know that you need to.
What if if you're a team like the Yankees, and the Yankees pitching is getting to a bit where it's pretty salty now.
Yeah.
But if you say, you know what, this puts us over the top, we'll give you, you know, 1 year, $15, $18 million, see what you can do. I mean, is Dallas Keuchel really that guy who's like, I don't need that $18 million. I'm cool just chilling. I'm going to wait until, because guess what never works? Waiting another year and doing nothing and thinking that you're going to get more money once you're a year older. That doesn't work.
I think he's going to wind up having to Moustakas it.
I think so too.
But he turned down the tender from the Astros, which was $17 million. I might have thought about that, but. He also mentioned, why would Carlos Lee matter to the Astros front office? We're not talking about the front office.
No, we're talking about Astros fans.
Yeah, that Astros fan base is the one saying that.
Yeah, fans are the one trying to save Jim Crane's money for some reason. I don't know what y'all are worried about that for. You're not going to inherit it when he dies. Let him spend it on Garrett Cole.
Yeah, exactly.
Let him spend some Garrett Cole money, guys.
Just go buy a bunch more Crawford box out there to help pay for him.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about my computer career. The years keep sliding by. It's already March. We're over halfway. It's almost the end of March. It's late March. If you're still in a job you don't love, stop messing around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Most of the graduates could do little more than turn their computer on and off before they started. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get all the skills. You're going to get all the certifications you'll need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. It's not rocket science, guys. Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluations today. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink! One of the night! I just can't believe
me! This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is the blue.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I want to thank Mark Pieper, Justin's agent. I want to thank Kate, who has been behind Justin all the way. And thank you, Kate, for supporting the decision to allow him to be traded to Houston back in 2017. I hope you like that decision at this point. I want to thank Justin's family and friends for all their support and advice. And I want to thank Jim Crane for his support in making this happen. We gave up a lot of young, promising talent to acquire three postseason runs of Justin Verlander. And during that time so far, we reached and won the World Series, and we reached the American League Championship Series last year. With this commitment today, we stretch that to five postseason runs with Justin Verlander on our team.
And we are back on the Blitz. That was your general manager, Jeff Luhnow. All right.
Why do some people say Jeff Luhnow?
Because when we first had him on the show, you remember Delotti had him, and I asked, and I thought it was Delotti on the line. I said, is it Luhnow or Luhnow? And it was actually Luhnow on the line, and he said, it's Luhnow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why people still get that wrong.
I don't know. Well, we got it from his mouth, so.
Luhnow,
yeah.
Not Luhnow. Not Luhnow. Not Luhnow. Luhnow.
The first thing you said was the exact same thing as the second thing. You totally confused.
Luhnow versus Luhnow?
It's the same thing.
I don't think it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I don't know.
It's an emphasis on the ooh. Luhnow.
It's not Luhnow, okay? That's,
it's definitely not Luhnow.
That's all that matters. The other two, you're
splitting hairs. Is that what they say?
Yeah, okay. Very much so.
All right.
Let's try Robert.
You mind if we call you Bobby?
Yeah, if you want my son to answer you.
All right. What's up, Bobby? Sports.
Sports, Dylan. Okay. Didn't Tyrann Mathieu, when he came to Houston, wasn't his contract extremely incentive laden? What would it hurt? Now I know we're talking apples and oranges, baseball and football, but why not sit down with Keuchel and say, all right, look, we want you to come in and be, let's say, the number three or the number four pitcher. These are the kind of numbers we're looking at. Hit these numbers, and we can give you, and we can do this. Start off with a base contract of, let's say, 12 to 14 million. And then with incentives, put him up over 18 to 19.
So,
and this way, it's performance-based.
Yeah, well, here's the problem with that. And you're right about the apples to oranges, because in baseball, these guys are spoiled. And they've had these guaranteed contracts that, oh, if I get hurt, I still get my money. And the players' union doesn't always let players sign contracts like that, because the players' union with Major League Baseball is so strong. They don't want to show any weakness. They don't want to give in on anything, which means if you're telling me I've got to meet a certain amount of innings or strike out a certain amount of batters, then that's not fully guaranteeing my money. And the Players Association might say, you're not signing that deal.
Yeah, and an agent's not going to let him do that either.
I don't think so.
He's got Scott Boras. So that's not ever happening with Scott Boras as an agent. So, in theory, but baseball contracts just don't work that way. But for all the whining about, oh, well, this guy hasn't signed, this guy hasn't signed, the big guys got their money.
Yeah.
And I think Keuchel could easily get a two-year, $40 million deal from somebody if he just wanted to pitch for 2 years.
So, too.
But if he wants longer than that, well, his best option now is probably take a 1 year, 2021, and then hopefully go out there and prove yourself.
Yep.
But, I mean, let's be honest. The money really doesn't matter to these teams. They got it. It matters to the players because they're going to set up their families the rest of their lives. But most of these teams, even the ones that claim they don't have any money, they got enough to pay these guys. I have some sort of breaking news for you.
Okay.
Guess who is about to open a new restaurant inside the loop? Your buddy Ronnie Killen.
I saw he was looking at that.
The old Hickory Hollow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he going to do there? Pizza place?
No, he's going to just do something called Killen's. And it's going to be a little bit of all his restaurants.
Oh, well, now we know.
Yeah. According to Eric Sandler on Culture Map.
Because I saw, that place is right by the new Truth Barbecue, right? Or maybe a block away from there?
I don't remember. I know I've been to the old Hickory Hollow, but I don't remember exactly where it is.
Okay.
I mean, that's not really my part of town, so... But it's inside the loop. That's a plus.
Yeah. Dude, he makes good food. I mean, to me, the more restaurants are out there where they make good food. And I think the good news for him is I don't know that he could have a restaurant that fails because...
Yeah.
And if it did fail, I mean, it would have to fail miserably for him not to be able to keep it breaking even. I mean, there's few restaurateurs that can say that, or restaurateurs.
Restaurateur.
Who can say that. But he's one of them because every restaurant he's opened has just been a massive moneymaker for him. He could just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And I know he opened a Tex-Mex place and he opened a second steakhouse up in the Woodlands. I mean, he's got it going on.
Yeah. And they're all good.
Yeah.
that's the thing.
That helps.
And as long as you keep having quality. But he says he's still working on the details, but it's going to be, says we'll have some barbecue items. We'll have a beef rib, fried chicken fried steak. So a little bit from all of his restaurants, which would be pretty cool. Be nice to have something that's close by to me, for sure. But although, you know, I can almost get to Pearland as fast as I can get to the... It's so silly. The Heights is like a couple miles away, and there's just no easy way to get there from where I am. Like, I can bike there faster than I drive, but I could probably get to Pearland faster than I get there, or at least within a couple minutes. So... 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And by the way, speaking of Culture Map, did you see the Tastemakers is Wednesday, so if you haven't got your tickets yet, go to culturemap.com and get them because
you're running out of time.
Yeah, I had to get the wife one today. So it's going to be we're going to be in Katy, so we're not going to be there right for the start of it, but we'll be there. And that should give you a good enough reason to go, right?
Because
we're
obviously
there. You know? It's a good event. And it's only $60, and you get to try all the best food, and you get to try the some great alcohol. I mean, it's a good event, man.
Are we on the VIP list or not?
I don't know.
I'm not going if we're not.
I don't think so. So would you
you going, Aaron? Are you invited?
I've been invited. I don't know if I can afford to bring the wife, so I might not.
I'm pretty sure. Don't you get a discount for friends and family?
There is a family discount.
Can't afford to bring your wife.
All you have to do is read the email.
I'm not taking my wife.
But I like my wife.
I love my wife.
I don't like mine, but she's going.
Yeah, Fred's wife's going.
Yeah, so she'll be there early. All right. So here's your 10 finalists. BCN Taste and Tradition.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with it.
No.
Himalaya.
Okay.
I've heard a lot about it. Never been. Hugo's.
Okay.
Heard a lot about it. Never been.
I've been.
What do you think?
Solid.
Cata Robata.
Yeah.
Nancy's Hustle.
Yeah. You love that place.
I love that place. Nobis.
Okay.
Riel. I love that place too. State of Grace. That place is really good. The Pass and Provisions.
I haven't been there. I've been wanting to go and I haven't.
I think I've been there. Where is that located? I mean,
you've been there. I haven't.
I know, but I if it's one of the place I'm thinking of, I've been to it and it's terrific. But
Calf Street.
Yeah. Okay. I've been there. Theodore Rex.
It looks like a dump on the outside.
Yeah, it's pretty good though. Theodore Rex.
I haven't been there. Like the name though.
Me either. That is a cool name. But I, you know, Nancy's Hustle and Riel are probably my two favorites of those, but they're all good. So. 713-780-ESPN 832 says Hickory Hollow is about a quarter mile from the horse track. That's the wrong Hickory Hollow. This is the one that was in the Heights on Washington.
Yeah. And that one is right down the street from the New Truth.
It is?
Okay.
Yeah.
It maybe three blocks, if that.
Yeah, I felt like it was really close.
I didn't zoom in close enough to see, but
which, by
it's
the
about
way,
that far when you're zoomed out.
Shout out to New Truth Barbecue. Tyler and I went there last week or the week before. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean... I would venture to say the best barbecue in the loop for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, no offense, other barbecue inside the loop, but
yeah. I would say, well, I haven't been there yet, but I'd say Pit Room's probably the best that I've had inside the loop.
They're up there for me. The Truth is better than Pit Room, in my opinion.
Okay.
Pit Room's really good.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not saying.
And Pit Room is way, it's really different. because you can go there and like you can order tacos and sometimes it doesn't even feel like you're eating barbecue.
Yeah.
But like you want old school Central Texas style barbecue.
Yeah.
Truth. That's what's going on.
I'm going to have to make a trip over there this weekend, I think.
Be ready to wait in line though.
Well, never mind then.
Yeah, it's a line.
If there's a line, I'm not going.
It's a line waiting place.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I mean, it's like Killens or it's.
See, I've figured out when to go to Killens though.
Okay.
And I don't want to give this away but I haven't been in a while, so I'll go ahead and give it away to the people. You wait until about 1:30 on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, but then they're probably going to be. They might be out of beef rib.
They've always got. They haven't run out of anything yet when I've done
All right.
Because it's usually if you do it on a Friday, yeah, they'll run out. Because
there's nothing worse than showing up. You wait in line for an hour and
you
then
don't wait in line. That's my point. You wait in line like okay. 5 minutes.
How about this? There's nothing worse than driving your ass all the way to Pearland. And then they're out of beef ribs.
They've got a whole bunch of other good stuff on that menu, though. And and if you do it on a Tuesday, they don't run out. I'm telling you.
How the hell am I going to go on a Tuesday?
Well, I don't know. That's your problem.
I've got work.
Well, then fine. You go stand in line for 2 hours, and maybe they'll be out of beef rib.
I don't have to wait in line. I have a good relationship with the Houston barbecue community.
I see. So you're just going to jump in front of all those poor people?
I've got a fast pass on Houston barbecue.
What a turd you are.
Suck it, all of you plebs.
What a horrible human being.
I just call in and say, hey, this is my order. And they say, you know what? Just walk right in. Walk in the side door. Boom. I've earned that, though, Fred.
Why? What have you done to not have to wait in line?
I don't know.
Other than just be a giant a-hole and walk in front of people.
Well, it's not like, I mean, the proprietors allow me to do this.
I see.
It's all about making friends. It's all about who you know, Fred.
I see.
Who do you know?
I don't know anybody.
That's why you have to go at 1:30 and take the chance of no beef rib.
I don't care. I go for the brisket anyway. I love their brisket.
What if they're out?
They're never out of brisket.
They've been out of brisket before.
Yeah, because you didn't go on a Tuesday.
That's true.
That's on you. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 7 o'clock tonight, The Boss and The Gloss. 9 o'clock, The Hall of Fame with Booker T. So lots of good late night programming tonight. Also, if you haven't checked out sportsmap.com, please do. Only the greatest website in the history of the known universe. And I've been working my ass off on it for several weeks now.
Likely story.
We've got
several weeks. That's it.
Well, the last several weeks I've been very busy with
okay.
it. That was my point. I've been working on it for a couple of years now, but it's dominating my life right now, which, you know, good and bad.
Life is the boss, Fred.
But, who's the gloss though? I'm confused. I don't know. But anyway,
Josh?
There's a Palillo points on there. I'm going to do a video. Check this out. I'm going to do a video with Charlie Palillo and Josh tomorrow.
Lucky.
Me or them?
Them.
Oh, no. I was going to say me.
Oh.
But and then we've got Verlander talking about his contract extension. Stephen A. saying Harden is the MVP right now. He can sit out the rest of the year.
Oh, boy. Who said that?
Your favorite guy. Stephen A. Smith.
Oh. Okay.
And Eric Sandler has weighed in. He says he agrees with you. New Truth is very, very good. Said my 1:30 on Tuesday strategy will work there, but they only sell beef rib on Saturday. But see, I'm not.
He doesn't need beef rib.
I'm not. I like beef rib, but I'm not going to go stand in line for beef rib. If they have other good stuff, I'll be fine. So, but yeah, I now it sounds like maybe that's what I'll do. Well, no, I got to do a video at 1 tomorrow, but maybe that'll be my strategy next Tuesday.
There you go.
Go check it out at 1:30. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Other story we didn't get a chance to talk with you about because it broke actually while you were on with us Friday. Texans signing Matt Khalil.
Yeah, this is, I mean, obviously, there's warts on Matt Khalil. I get it. And I said, I'm excited about it. I think that what you've got here is a one-year deal. And if he's hurt and he's no good or either of those things, it's not like it makes your team worse.
No.
And if he's, let's say he's 70% of peak Matt Khalil, you're significantly better. So what's the harm in it?
No, I love it. And it's funny because I kept seeing on Twitter, it's like, oh, well, I don't see anyone talking about this being a good signing and all this. Like, well, obviously you didn't listen to the show Friday because Barry and I were all over it, and I wrote a whole story about it on SportsMap, so you guys can suck it. I think the guy's a good signing. And yes, I know at the end of his Vikings career he was hurt, which is why they were willing to move on. Panthers gave him a bunch of money. He got hurt last year, missed the whole season. Yes, is that a concern? But you don't get him. You don't get a 29-year-old starting left tackle in free agency where you don't even have to use him as part of your compensation because he was cut.
Right.
Unless there's some warts. And yeah, he's had some injury issues, but if that dude's healthy, then you've just got yourself a really good tackle for a year. And if he's not, okay. It's a one-year, no-risk deal.
How about this? By the way, what's the best option on the free agent market right now? Let's say you don't sign Matt Khalil. Who are you going to get?
I mean, probably the only other guy is Donald Penn.
And they're trying to get him, too.
If you get them both,
cool.
I'm thrilled with that.
And I'm telling you, even a broken-down Matt Khalil and Donald Penn, greater than a broken-down Shontrell Henderson and Kendall Lamb. So, I mean, if you get anything out of those guys, they're better than what you've got. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see the downside to it.
No, I don't either. I think that
you didn't pay a ton of money.
And if it works out and the guy can play, you give him a big deal. And
there's a lot of people who said Aqib Talib was washed last year when the Rams signed him.
Yeah.
And he was all right.
He did okay.
I think he did fine.
But that's the thing. You're not going to get this guy unless he's coming off an injury.
Right.
And that's why I'm more than happy to. And that's the other thing, too, is, oh, well, he wasn't that good at the end with the Vikings. I don't care. He's still better than anything that they were trotting out there last year.
Now, he was crappy / hurt in 2016.
Yeah.
2017 was just crappy or crappy / hurt then. No, he was hurt in 2016.
Yeah.
Crappy / hurt in 2017, just hurt in 2018.
Yeah.
So we don't know if that 2017 was crappy because of health and he's healthy, then okay.
But it was crappy, but he was still better than Julius Davenport.
That's what I'm saying. Like there's levels to this ish.
Yeah.
And I'll take crappy Matt Khalil over crappy every other lineman the Texans have right now.
Yeah, see, this is the kind of stuff I've been hearing for 2 days, and I'll just give you the same response. As a Viking fans, I'll tell you, Khalil is trash. He had one good year. If you want to get your quarterback killed, he's great. Deshaun Watson was sacked 62 times last year. He can't be worse than what they threw out there.
Yeah.
He can't. I don't care. I don't care that he was trash the year he was hurt in Minnesota. And he actually had more than one good year because I follow the Vikings pretty closely, too. And, you know, the guy played at a pretty high level early on in his career, and then the injury started setting in. Well, and maybe that's what he is. Maybe he's just broken. And if he is, okay, so what?
So be it.
You know what? If he gets beat out for that position, it means you got another broken guy in there who's playing healthy.
And guess what? He'll be gone next year.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
And if he plays well, great, you pay him. And if he plays well, you're a better team for it. So, you know, that's the thing. I think you have to look at it in terms of degrees. If you really think he's, quote, trash, then what do you think Julian Davenport is? What would you call him?
You remember when Julian Davenport was really great, really awesome? No?
He had one play last year where he made a block.
Yeah. Do you remember when Kendall Lamb was one of the best tackles in the league? Remember when he had that one year where everybody was like, oh, my God, this guy can play? No, you don't.
He had two blocks last year, as I recall. All right, guys, I have to tell you about the greatest poker palace ever. My favorite poker room, AJ's favorite poker room, should be your favorite poker room. How about this? Lions Poker Palace. Lions Poker Palace is awesome, and they've got tournaments all the time. Guess what they got on Wednesday at noon? $2,500 bounty on Mr. Lion.
At noon?
At noon on Wednesday.
What time do you think that tournament ends?
It's going to be tight. It's PLO, though. I don't know if you're...
I won't win that anyway.
I would only go to just try to knock out Mr. Lyon, because I wouldn't be able to win the tournament because I'm not any good at PLO. But they've got...
Yeah, you'd be that guy just trying and people would be pissed off at you. It'd be so great.
Yeah, I know. I'd love that. The tournament tonight, by the way, if you want to get in, $4,000 guaranteed for a $65 buy-in.
Come on.
Listen, I'm telling you, Mr. Lyon, Najib, George, these guys are running a first-rate room.
Yeah, and I was just in Vegas. I saw a poker room. It was nothing like what they got going at Lyon's Poker Palace. I can tell you that right now. It is a beautiful club. It is a comfortable club. It's a place that you're going to want to go visit. It's a place you want to keep going back to. Follow them on Facebook to find out all the information about what tournaments they're playing, the payouts and all that good stuff, what time they start. But go in and see this place, 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's Lyon's Poker Palace.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.